WJTL bringing you Brandon Heath in the bleak midwinter. Matthew West, the God who stays. Before that, good morning to you. Mindy and Fred with you at 7:03.
And we're having so much fun here. We're going to make this winning Thursday today. Yes, we have so many cool prizes to give away that they didn't all fit into Wednesday. Today will be your chance to win a pair of passes to the Christmas Light Zipline Experience happening at Refreshing Mountain Retreat. You can zip line and climb and swing through treetops. And as you do, you'll be passing trees lit with hundreds of thousands of Christmas lights.
Very cool. This morning, our special guest, Gifts That Give Hope, hanging out with us. Jeanette, Heidi, and Katie are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Jeanette Knob is with Gifts That Give Hope. Jeanette, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to say hi to my family. I have four kids, and hopefully they're getting up and moving, and my husband at home who's helping to get them off. So,
aww,
good morning, yeah.
And we want to say hi to Jen Knepper, who may or may not be sleeping because she had to work so late last night.
Yeah,
it's great having you here. Tell us about Gifts That Give Hope for those who don't know.
Yes, so the Gifts That Give Hope Gift Fair, the Alternative Gift Fair, is a wonderful organization that brings many nonprofits together to display to people who come to see what their organization's about, and also gives the opportunity for people to purchase gift donations, which are like charitable contributions that you can honor a loved one with, receive a card, a little insert describing your donation, and it's just an opportunity to interface with many organizations around the area and some that are international based as well. So we're really excited. This year, it is coming up super fast.
It's going to be this Saturday. Yeah, and you're at a new location.
Yes, new location. We want everyone to know this is the 12th year. All the years it's been at the Farm and Home Center. This year, we are super excited to be at WJTL, the
we're
Junction
excited.
Center,
yeah,
right here
we're
where
excited
we are.
To have you right here, too.
Yeah, so please come out to the Junction Center this Saturday, 10 to 3 p.m. We're also shortening it a bit from previous years. And so those are the two changes. But we are really excited. We have, beyond just the giftable donations, there's also many kids' activities. We have a marketplace environment where you can purchase ethically sourced products and through organizations that are social enterprises. And we have food. That's also a very exciting aspect of it, is that we have a lot of interesting food options with some organizations who are doing really great work in our area. There's actually a food tour this year that you can take.
Ooh,
and
that's cool.
Try out different foods. We can talk more about that.
Yeah, that's very cool. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster will get you right to the spot. And you can find out all the details there.
And Lisa has broadcast live all 12 years. You guys have done this. And she's really excited that you're coming to her place this time.
Exactly. She doesn't have to travel.
Yeah. And she's excited to go out to your fair trade stuff and try all the foods and the coffees and all the fun stuff, too.
Yes.
So she'll be broadcasting live this Saturday as well.
Yes, she will.
That'll be a lot of fun. This morning, Jeanette has brought along Heidi and Katie. They're both from Lancaster County Reach Out and Read Coalition. Katie Kramer is with us. She's the coordinator for Lancaster County Reach Out and Read. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd love to say hi to my children, Margaret, JP, Grace, and Nicholas, and ask them to have a great day.
Aww. So you guys are one of the tables that are going to be at Gifts That Give Hope. Tell us about Lancaster County Reach Out and Read Coalition.
We are thrilled to be a part of Gifts That Give Hope. Reach Out and Read is a national early literacy program that works directly with pediatric providers. They share the lifelong benefits that result from families reading aloud to their children every day.
Okay.
We know that nurturing language, rich in interactions, like reading aloud, together give young children a foundation for life success.
So you make books available to kids when they go to the doctor.
We do.
That's pretty cool.
Yes,
I love that.
They look forward to it.
Yeah.
It is something that is interactive as well. It's not just scary to go to the doctors.
Right.
So our
books, I got a book.
Right. And our books are given out from the time a child is born until the time that they are five.
That's amazing. So on Saturday, you guys will have a table. What can people do? Can they sponsor books?
Purchase of books. We purchase books. We have them in 16 different languages.
Whoa.
For our refugees that come to Lancaster.
Yeah.
We have different groups of gifts that you can purchase books for one child for all 5 years. You can purchase books for multiple children. So there is a variety of gifts that you would be able to give for Reach Out and Read.
That's very cool. Do you guys have a website if people want more information on what
we
you do?
We do. We're info@ROR Lancaster.
ROR Lancaster. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And is it .com or .org?
It is .com, sorry.
.com. No, that's good. Heidi Kistler is with us this morning. Good morning, Heidi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you? Do I need to call you Dr. Heidi?
No, that's fine.
No?
Just Heidi is fine.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. My husband, Greg, and my kids, Owen and Sammy, who are, I believe, listening at home if Yay! Owen is awake yet.
Very cool. And you are a doctor, so you get to see this from the vantage point of seeing how it impacts kids, and you're really an advocate for reading out loud to kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Literacy itself is so important, and that early childhood time frame before kids are entering school is such a crucial time for their brain development. And as physicians, we're uniquely partnered with families because there are about 15 visits from the time a child's born until they turn 5, just as part of the routine well-child regimen. And so we really have that repetitive contact with families where we can be reiterating how important it is for them to be reading with their kids and all the benefits that come with that, and then giving them the tools to do it. It's so exciting to be able to, you know, let them choose a new book at their visit.
Yeah,
not just
that's got
to
be very
shots.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, not just the owie part. They get to go with the book. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I had never heard of this before, so I just love this program. It's awesome. And once again, give me that website again, if you could, Katie. I should have written it down. Go ahead.
It's okay. www.info.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. You know what? We'll get it later, and I'll make sure that we do it. Anyway, Gifts That Give Hope is this Saturday. giftsatgivehope.org/Lancaster is where you can get all the information. And thank you very much. She just handed me the card. So it looks like it's rorlancaster.com. Or, does that sound good, Katie? Yeah, good. So if you want to find out more about Lancaster County, Reach Out and Read Coalition, rorlancaster.com. Gifts That Give Hope this Saturday, 10 to 3, right here at the Junction Center.
Woo!
We'll talk more with Jeanette, Heidi, and Katie on the